Jesus said, go back and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind see. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The lame dance. The dead are raised. And the poor have the gospel preached unto them. John wanted to know about the coming of the Lord. And Jesus described perceptions and being opened up. And indeed, this is what our theology teaches us, is the coming of Christ. It's the opening of our perceptions. And more specifically, it's the opening of our perceptions to heavenly joy. This can occur anytime we allow it. And yet it's this darkest time of year, and in some places in the country, the coldest time of year, when we need a deep awakening of our spirits. We could probably all relate to the images of the blind being able to see, and the deaf to hear, and the lame to walk, and those who are ill cleansed, and the dead raised. But what about the poor having the gospel preached to them? In Scripture, the poor are what we call the poor in spirit. Not those who are without material needs, but the poor in spirit are the ones, or the part of us, that knows that we don't know everything. The part of us that knows we don't know everything. And that there is more for us to learn. There is more ways for our hearts to open to love, and our minds to open to understanding. The poor in spirit are those that know that we don't know everything, and that we know there is a higher knowing and a deeper loving. And we open ourselves to whatever that may be. The gospel is good news. It's another word for heavenly joy. So to be poor in spirit and to have the gospel preached to us symbolizes being open and available to deeper understanding and wider love. I was reading this week Bill Clinton's book on giving. And in there he says that ever since the Cold War, and I wonder how far back before then too, that all our wars have had their root in group hatred. One group hating another group. The coming of Christ is about our perceptions being opened. And if we are poor in spirit and know that we don't know all that we need to know, then the best way for us to learn is to be able to see and hear and feel how we are not living the gospel. The greatest and purest message in all our world's faith is what?
Love
one another. So the fact that we can see so clearly these days that our wars in our families, in our country, and in our world are rooted in a hatred of the other, and especially a group, which means we don't usually see a face on that other. we can see this and know this and take in this knowledge, then we have the ability to walk the path that Isaiah was speaking of, the path of holiness. If we can see how our perceptions are off, then we can open ourselves up to something deeper and more true and more wise and more beautiful. So my offering to you this morning, as we continue for another several days onto the journey, December 25th, is that we can prepare for the coming in Christ two ways. One is to know that we're somewhat blind and somewhat lame and somewhat hard of hearing and somewhat dead in spirit and some ways ill. To know this to be true and to know and to trust that there's a way of healing. If we can do that, then we are poor in spirit and we're available to the good news. So the first thing is to know we're not there yet. Then the second step is to invite a deeper wisdom and a higher love into our perceptions. That's what God is, a deeper wisdom and a higher love. And God incarnate is our perceiving God. When I was a child, I had some neighbors, mother and father and five children. And these parents were legendary for their group hatred. And the group that they hated were blacks. And they were quite vocal and animated in their hatred. As years went on and their children grew, their daughter, who was an adolescent, moved away from home early. She came back to them pregnant, and they never met the parents, never met their daughter's father, father of her child. The day came for her to be delivered. And she brought forth a son, the most beautiful, the most dark-skinned, curly-haired little boy who looked nothing like his Caucasian mother. I don't know how many seconds, or whether it was minutes, or whether it was days, or whether it was weeks, but I do know that the grandparents of that beautiful little baby boy fell in love. And their group hatred melted like snow on a spring day. They had a child to love, and so they did. it's easy for us to see other people's group hatred and to label it as such, and then we can even hate them, can't we? What's much more precious, what's much more difficult, is for us to see inside ourselves what groups we label as less than us. There may be many, many people in those groups. We may have met none of them. We may have met some of them. There may be very few people in that group that we label. Christmas is about the birth of Christ, new perceptions coming into our minds and into our hearts. God invites us, if we wish, to ask to become aware of the ways that we are not seeing fully clearly and hearing deeply and dancing joyously and living fully, and to allow a new birth, a new love, new innocence to come into our lives. May God indeed help us on this most holy of journeys. Amen.
Amen.